Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Hiral Parekh. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Hina. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I'm pleased to invite all of you to the Q3 FY26 earnings conference call with the management of KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited. The management is represented by Mr. Santosh Kumar Yadav, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sonu Gupta, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jitendra Sharma, the Company Secretary. With that, I'll hand over the call to Jitendra sir for the opening remarks, following which we'll open the floor for questions. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Hiral. Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on behalf of the management team of the KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited. I would like to warmly welcome all our investors, analysts, and partners to our earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine-month period ended FY26. We appreciate your time and your continued interest in the company. This has been a solid quarter for us, and we are pleased to share our financial performance and would like to outline our growth objective going forward. KRN's journey over the last several years has been built on a simple and consistent approach. We have focused on doing the basics right, executing orders reliably, investing steadily in capabilities, and building long-term relationships with customers who value quality, customization, and delivery assurance. From a single manufacturing facility and a limited product range, we have gradually scaled our operations, expanded our product portfolio, and strengthened our presence across multiple end-use segments within HVAC and refrigeration. This steady evolution has helped us build a resilient business that can grow across cycles rather than chase short-term opportunities. The broader industry environment has also been supportive. The HVAC and refrigeration sector continues to benefit from strong structural tailwinds, including urbanization, infrastructure development, rising demand for energy-efficient cooling solutions, and increasing focus on indoor air quality. Growth in data centers, commercial buildings, transport refrigeration, and industrial cooling applications is creating sustained demand for reliable heat exchanger solutions. At the same time, global customers are increasingly looking for trusted manufacturing partners with consistent quality and the ability to scale, which positions companies like ours well over the medium to long term. During the quarter and the nine-month period, demand was strong across India and major export markets, including the UAE, the United States, Canada, and Europe. Coming to the financial performance, I'll first touch upon the standalone numbers for the nine-month period ended on the standalone basis. Total income for the first nine months of the FY26 grew up about 58% year-on-year to approximately rupees 485 crore. EBITDA for the period stood at around 67 crore rupees, reflecting growth of about 32%, while net profit increased by nearly 49% year-on-year to about rupees 54 crore. On a consolidated basis, for the nine-month period, total income stood at approximately rupees 428 crore, representing growth of about 40% compared to the same period last year. EBITDA for the nine months grew up by 53% to around rupees 79 crore, while net profit increased by nearly 40% to about 53 crore. Looking specifically at the third quarter, consolidated total income for Q3 FY26 grew by about 33% year-on-year to roughly rupees 155 crore. EBITDA for quarter nearly doubled to around rupees 31 crore. And net profit for the quarter grew by 65% year-on-year to nearly 23 crore. Overall, the quarter reflects steady execution and improving operating performance as the business continues to scale. As we look ahead, we remain confident about the growth trajectory of the company. The industry outlook remains positive. Our order pipeline is stable, and customer engagement across domestic and export markets continues to be encouraging. Our focus remains on disciplined execution, improving operational efficiency, expanding our product offerings in a calibrated manner, and building a sustainable business that can deliver consistent performance over the long term. Before I close, I would like to sincerely thank our employees for their commitment and hard work, our customers for their continued trust, and our partners for their ongoing support. What we have achieved is the result of a collective effort, and that support motivates us to keep improving quarter after quarter. We look ahead with confidence and optimism, and with that, we would like to happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit from Shubh Lab Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Sir, my first question is, in my opinion, numbers are very good. We are already at 150 crores run rate per quarter. But I was wondering, with the new plant kicking in production, it could have been better than 150 crores. Could you throw some light how this quarter 4 and FY27 overall looks in terms of ramping up the production at new plant?
Yes. So actually, a new facility, of course, is on ramping stage, and finally, full flash, we are going to inaugurate our new facility on 11th of March. So I also inviting all investors to come on 11th March for inauguration ceremony of our new facility. Officially, actually, earlier office was not completed, but now final stage. So we are going to inaugurate on 11th of March, and then we will shift to our new office, new facility. So if just... I want to share some numbers in terms of new facility billing. So last quarter, we added almost 40 plus new customers from new facility only, and we did the FG sales to them. So it means number of customers increasing well, and of course, sales is ramping well in this quarter. Currently, you will get some good numbers, including new products as well as our existing products. And also, bus air conditioning also started well. So this year, what we promise, we are going to achieve of course, not good numbers, but in terms of starting phase, good numbers from bus air conditioning as well.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Go there.
Yeah. Thank you.
You were saying something, sir. Sir, my second question is on input cost. We are seeing increasing volatility in aluminium and copper. I am wondering, how is it affecting the current order book and the current purchase order we are receiving in terms of our gross margin? I know the order book is short cycle, probably 2 to 3 months, but can it lead to 1 to 2 quarter of depressed margin for us?
So for us, I can say ki we are receiving some inventory gain, of course, because we always keep two and a half month inventory and some 20 days or 1 month inventory under transit. So, of course, metal is increasing, but we can change our price after quarter only. So last we changed our price from 1st of December, and now we will change from 1st of April 2026. So as a particular in case of us, so we have almost 2 and 2.5 months inventory in our hand always. So no direct impact to us, but it's converting, I think, gain only to us. And we change easily our copper LME, aluminum LME, and of course USD to INR in quarter basis. So that we are doing only with all customers.
Oh, okay, sir. That was very understanding.
Hi, Mr. Yadav. I was just wondering if I can continue with a few more questions, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Yadav, hi, this is Pratik Desai, same team. Mr. Yadav, I was just wondering about the initial signals, you know, you have been getting from your team on our bus AC pursuit. You know, how has been the approval from OE customers? You know, how's it going? Also, in terms of, you know, converting an OE from an existing supplier to Kiaren, how easy or difficult you are finding it? Because I'm sure this is a new business for us, so it's a, there's a learning curve for you also. So if you can throw some light there.
Yes. So in terms of bus air conditioning, for us, of course, it's new product. But if you see main component of the bus air conditioning is like heat exchanger, then FRP, and then tubing, and of course, compressor and controls. So in terms of backward integration, we are on the top stage if you compare with all Indian manufacturer, because we have our right. heat exchanger and we are the best one. And then we have tubing, and then we have in-house FRP. And of course, control, fan and blower, we have to buy from reputed supplier, same like our competitor buying. So you can say we can maintain the right quality and of course, right cost as well. And about our experience, because our partners have almost 12 years their own experience, and before that also they have experience with OEM. So they have market contacts, they have reputation, they know the product, and of course they are not selling well in previous time, but now with our support of finance and our product of quality, they are able to convey to customer. And of course we already started one OEM in last quarter only, and as I said, we added almost 40 new customers in last quarter. So I think 10 to 15 only from belongs to bus air conditioning only. And however, some big OEMs we did the NDA, but supply not started yet. So hopefully within this month, this quarter, we will able to supply with 2 or 3 big OEM as well. But all OEMs will take time. That is, I am sure. So next year, because as I understood, market is almost around 1,000 crore plus for bus air conditioning in Pan India base, and it's growing 20 to 25% year to year basis. So next year we expect it at least cover the 15% of market of total top line of the India market, with some OEMs and as well as some bodybuilder and some aftermarket clients.
Understood, Mr. This is very helpful. Just a follow up on this. So I was wondering, has the supply started to any of one customer, or it will take some more time in the coming quarters?
No, already started with one OEM in last quarter only, and this quarter is continue going on with same OEM.
Got it. And this is the final customer, OEM himself, not some tier one or tier two vendor.
No,
in which
final?
Final user. Okay, great. That's great. Mr. Yadav, I have few more questions. I'll join back with you. Thanks a lot. This was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajat G from Fortune. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, sir, I just had one question regarding the new acquisition of the bus air conditioning system from Spear. So I just wanted to know what was the cost of the acquisition, and secondly, what was the, I mean, you had estimated the revenue it will bring will be around 160 crore in the next FY. So do you stand with it now, and what will be the margin profile for it? Yeah.
So cost, of course, we cannot disclose, but it's not much. If you can maybe study from balance sheet, it will be okay. About market share, what I said, ki top line is 1,000 crores, so we are able to achieve 15% of course from them in next year is on the right track. Third margins, if I talk about gross margins, so it's better than our existing product, because we do complete assembly and we have backward integration in terms of sheet metal, FRP, and then tubing, and of course heat exchanger.
Okay, that's great. So it will be more than 20%. That's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and good set of numbers in delivering the good execution on a guided strategy. Sir, I have only one question on the working capital side. Because of the rising commodity prices, do you see stress coming up for us? And what is the net working capital days as on 31st December compared to March?
So it's still, of course, both is increasing metal pricing and still we are not, we of course we receive some samples from our local manufacturer, but still we are not buying majorly. Once they settle down in terms of quality, and I think price structure also not good for us because as of now, in case of import, we have some credit limits from them, some with LC and some without LC as well. But domestic manufacturers, they are not open credit for us, and of course, I think for not all. So we are expecting they are settled down the things in terms of quality and of course pricing and then payment term. So then we slowly we will start to buy from them for copper tube and as well as aluminium foil. So then inventory will be settled down because now our inventory in terms of existing business of course is same way or maybe slightly up. But other business also we have to build the inventory for other components. So it's like bar and plate and then refrigerator component and then bus air conditioning. So we always do in term of inventory, we always keep some stock. We call this minimum level stock in SAP and then we work based on our forecast. So first inventory we have to build, almost built or some maybe going to build for these new components.
And
so
what
if I conclude, it will be maybe after one quarter or two quarter, you will the things once domestic will start, then it will be maybe some slightly downside, but it's still same or slightly up.
Okay, and sir, on average input inflation for us of raw material compared to our price hike, what has been the action during the quarter?
So for us, as I said before, we always keep 2.5 month inventory on hand and then some 20 days or 1 month under transit and then quarterly base we can able to change to our customer. So directly it not to on us, even we are receiving some gain only.
And last one, long-term question, because now we are hearing a lot of investment proposal in the data center in India. Even Airtel is talking about big data center set up in the recently concluded call. So, do you see we are going to set up one facility in the southern region also that which you talked about in past? Can you? Has the possibility increased for that investment to come up now?
So for data center, we always positive because as I said before also, so even in term of data center coil manufacturing or heat exchanger manufacturing, we are on top because data center heat exchanger size is quite big and earlier in old facility, we don't have such infra or space or you can say finance support, we can able to achieve big numbers from data center, but now we are on the leading stage because we have already new facility with big infra, big capacity. And if I convert in as of till quarter three, so we achieve almost 15% of our top line from data center only. And since last 2 months, we are receiving good orders, some big orders from data center only. And of course, inquiries under pipeline. So we are hoping in next 3-4 years, data center will be big numbers for us. So whatever I said before also in last call, we expect at least whatever order will raise for data center, particularly for heat exchangers, so we will be contribute at least 50% of the total order for India market.
So like you said, 15% data center, it can go 40-50% next 2-3 years, sir?
I think it will increase, but the other segment also increasing. So in term of percentage, I am unable to convert, but whatever order will raise, we can achieve 15% of the India market. And because our other segment also parallelly going on, so that maybe we can make some calculation or some sheet and then I can share, but I unable to convert in percentage, but however it will increase because if you last year, I think we are only 7%, now it's 15%.
and in coming year, for sure it will increase. But it's only heat exchanger segment, because we are doing other component, complete bucket conditioning, bar end plate, and then refrigerator component. So on the total top line, what will be the percentage? I have to calculate and then I will share.
No problem, sir. Thank you so much and answering all my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Meet Shah from Finance 360. Please go ahead.
Well, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers. So, sir, my first question is on overall demand, I mean, in domestic and international market. Also, if you have seen last 1 month is full of events. We have signed, India has signed a trade deal with European Union, which is, I guess, the biggest markets. So what kind of demand are you expecting from this market? Because since your export percentage is also increasing in terms of revenue, so how price competitive are we in terms of our peers like China or Vietnam? If you can throw some light on this.
Yeah, so if I summarize your question answer, so actually what happened, we added like new geometry, especially for Europe and of course USA market. So of course, because of tariffs, there was some pause because new inquiry we had, but they are unable to convert in order because of tariff. But finally, USA have of course reduced, and now final numbers on what component, what will be the percentage, still we don't know, but it will be the maximum 18%. So we had one exhibition in USA last week only, and it start from the announce, so that is good. So still my team is in USA, and they will be at least for 1 month to meet our existing customer. And we have a good inquiry, good RFQ from both market for US and Europe. But finally, some we received, of course, new customers, some sample order and some like pilot lab order, so it will be converted soon. Secondly, our laboratory also started initially, so now we can test the heat exchanger also in our laboratory. Even last week we did for one of our customer. So adjusting was it like, if you can say 100 rupees, so we are able to achieve same capacity 90 rupees as well. So we can save at least 10 rupees on same capacity of heat exchanger. We change the tube diameter, like from earlier it was 7 mm, now we convert it in 5 mm. So if you see USA and of course Europe, so both market we will going to target, and based on that we built our capacity or in terms of capability, like number of geometry and number of tube. So both we are hoping good, and number we'll see in coming quarters from both of the market. And what you said earlier, so I think I missed what you said. Is okay or something
so,
I missed?
Yeah. So the question was more on how competitive are we on pricing terms. I mean, after net of tariffs, we would be 15 to 20% lower than our peers like China and Vietnam.
So in term of our peer, of course, we are not Vietnam. There is no manufacturer who can able to supply to Europe and USA market. And of course, some Chinese you can say in term of mass production, but we not targeting to as a peer to Chinese supplier. So we always target to our European supplier or USA supplier. So from them, of course, 15% was quite high, but now we can able to on same tariff. Of course, Europe almost zero. So it is okay. So if I compare to European supplier to my price, it will be maybe 15 to 20% less landed price, and of course USA on same way. So if I to conclude, target to Europe and USA with European and USA suppliers, so we can able to give to our customer 15 to 20% of value of our on our product.
Got it. So my next question is on the newer capacity utilization. I think for this quarter, it is around 6% kind of a number. And we have earlier guided to 20 to 25% for Q3 and Q4. So even if you are doing 20% for Q4, it comes around to 100 crores of revenue from newer capacity. So is your guidance still intact or...
This is the guideline is same, is 20% we are going to achieve, and it's a numbers because console you can able to see, but actually we doing interbilling intercompany like for raw material, and then because some of our export customer and domestic customer, we are making product in HUAC, but we are supplying from KRNet due to vendor code not open or formalities of quality process is not completed. So HUAC we achieved till now 100 crore plus already in last 3 quarters for finished good. So this quarter number will increase, and I think guideline will same ki we can able to achieve around 20% of capacity from HVAC. But this number, if you console, I think you can able to see ki HVAC number is seems less, but actually it's the upside because of interbilling.
Okay, sir, got it. And so my next question is on bookkeeping. If you see the effective tax rates of this Q3 compared to the last year's Q3, it is coming around for this Q3, the effective tax rate is around 12%. And for the last, it was 28%. And also a follow-up question on EBITDA margins as well. For consolidated EBITDA margins, we have seen the improvement, while for standalone, it has contracted. Right, so I was thinking it should have been other way around because lots of costs are coming up, so it would drag consolidated margins and standalone margin would remain intact.
So what we analysis, there is the three reason for tax. Of course, the calculation of the deferred tax, that's why tax rate is low, and margins, EBITDA, so you can mainly two reason. One is the inventory gain, and second one is the backward integration. Because now, earlier we buying products from outside of some, like in terms of heather and silver metal, but now we are 100% making in HVAC, and then we are billing to care and heat. So that is the reason only.
Okay. But sir, in standalone, the margin has contracted by 2.7%. So what's the reason for that?
No, standalone if you see, because that is including raw material on the top line. So, of course, raw material we are unable to make the margins, no?
Okay, sure. Got it.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mitesh Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. My question continues in line with some of the earlier questions, though I was not able to get the exact guidance. So what will be the guidance in terms of top line and bottom line for Q4 and at the same time next financial year? And when you say there is some interbilling, if you can give a little more clarity on the interbilling, key, the subsidiary numbers are also included in the guidance which is being given.
So there is two things going on interbilling. One is because we have some limited like LC limit in HVAC and some vendor code is not open well. So we raw metal we buying on care and heat exchanger, and then we billing to care and HVAC some metal what they need. Secondly, like semi finished product, so like sheet metal component and header we are making in care and HVAC, and then we billing to care net. So this is the main reason of the interbilling. Second, guideline of the capacity utilization is remain same. So we are going to achieve around 20% of the capacity from HVAC, and next year we are going to achieve around 50% of from HVAC. Of course, care and heat almost full, so there will be no able to increase on capacity.
So in terms of total numbers, what is the revenue which we should expect for Q4 and for next financial year, sir?
So number, of course, I cannot share, but capacity utilization I already described, so maybe you have to calculate.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And with respect to the exports, you have clarified now ki the US and Europe market, etc., are now a little better position now the tariff positions are clear. But we've also been doing some export to Saudi and Middle East, etc. Are we seeing any growth and continuity in orders, repeat orders in that market, or further penetration in the Middle East market as well?
So Middle East market, actually we have same customer and we are supplying to them, and you can see number is increasing well from UAE as well, because UAE market also doing good, and even last quarter we already declared the news, we got almost 24 single order from UAE market only. That is this quarter we are going to supply.
Okay. So we further continue to tap the UAE market, or our focus is going to be initially more on US and Europe?
Actually, UAE market for us is not so big. So whatever customer we are supplying, of course, they will remain same. Whatever they are increased, we will enjoy. But however, our main focus is on Europe and USA market.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jitesh Thakur, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
First of all, Mr. Yadav and team, congratulations to the management team on a strong and, more importantly, consistent execution. I have a larger vision to share on to just know. As the company is clearly on a strong growth trajectory, good governance and strategic guidance has become very important. Could you share some insights on how you are strengthening the role and composition of independent directors for the accelerated growth that we can see in the coming years?
So as of now, whatever we have expert from like CS side and finance side, so we are taking advice on the meetings from them. And coming years, we will try to add some more expert or more industry expert, or you can say professionals, much more. We will add maybe one or two, three. So maybe next year you will able to see on our board. So as of now, four independent director, they have expert in finance.
Okay. But yes, that's my strong suggestion, because as I see, as you are growing on a very, as per your guided trajectory, a strong and able independent directors would really help you in that effective checks and balances in the company as the company is scaling up. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So we note down your suggestion, but however, we are working on same as well. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manan Goyal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir, for the just wanted to check that you mentioned. Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, now
you are. Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and good set of numbers. Just one question. You mentioned that you will be able to achieve capacity utilization of 20% in FY26 and the maximum revenue, peak revenue from this new capacity will be around 2,000 crore. So if I do the math, then around 400 crore will be coming from the new capacity, right, in FY26.
No, I think there is some maybe confusion, because our earlier was, because numbers of course I cannot share in detail, but our like total what we said when our turnover was like 300 crore and then 6x if you compare to, so the total capacity of the including existing and new facilities like that, and from new facility we are going to achieve around 20%. So that is the calculation.
Okay, understood. Got it, sir. And I see that your gross margin on a console basis.
Your voice is not clear. Can you loudly?
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, I see that your gross margin on a console basis has contracted by around 5% year on year. If you can give me the reason for this regarding.
So I said before, so there is two reasons which seems to visible clearly. One is inventory gain, and second is the backward integration in terms of sheet metal and header component.
No, like,
and also,
I just want to know, like, they contracted on a console, on a standalone basis, but they have extended on a console basis. So the main reason is inventory gain, right?
So console based, because in HVAC we are making this backward integration, and also new component like bus air conditioning and bar and plate also from HVAC, and there is our margin is slightly up compared to existing product.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mohit from Shubh Lab Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Yadav. Thank you for the opportunity again. This is Pratik Desai.
Yes.
Mr. Yadav, I just wanted to understand the behavior of suppliers at this point of time, because I know you have alluded to this question earlier, but just wanted to get some more sense on it. Since the volatility is so high, are the suppliers working on as and when basis, or you know, are they honoring the commitment, or they are revising it very quickly? How's it? How's been the behavior of the suppliers at this point of time, particularly for aluminium and copper? And will it be possible for you to break up the bill of material BOM, roughly how much aluminium consists of it and how much copper contains?
So for us, of course, aluminium foil, we have like, you can say, top of the supplier from the world. So they are reputed, so they can't do anything. Whatever contract we have, they are honoring in well. However, in copper, there is one slightly change. Ki earlier, LME, we can book like settlement of the during the day, we call CSP, but now they send the letter to all OEM, not to us, ki they have to charge some premium because volatility is too high and they are backward, I think, from their buying cathode. So they have to charge as a premium, particularly, I think, $200. So that they signed to letter to us also. But however, as a supplier, because we have for copper, 3 to 4 suppliers, they are also top one in the world. So they can't, because our buying is also good. So they are keeping as well. Secondly, main component in our cost sheet is, of course, copper, which contribute, I think, to 40% to 50% based on like product. And aluminium contribute 10 to 15%.
Understood. This is very helpful. Aluminium 10 to 15%, copper 40 to 50% of our BOM.
Yes.
This is very helpful. Mr. Yadav, the second thing I had in mind, you know, I would like to get your opinion also. This is not an ask from you at this point of time, since business is evolving and graduating from here. Will it be possible going further to share some order book status or some number there, you know, what can be the execution in, say, like next 6 to 9 months or 1 year time frame, given these are very hard-coded contracts from the customers?
I said before also, because our customer is not project-based, so of course slightly project-based also, like 1 or 2% you can say, but our order book is like rolling-based. Like our main customer, they share us almost 6 months of their total forecast, and then 1 month is firm order, and then it's rolling. So, of course, data center, we are receiving some big orders, like single PO. You can say earlier it was less number, but now it's really a good number of single PO. That is, we are going to achieve good numbers from data center.
Got it. No, understandable.
Yes.
One small question. So, talking to many capital good companies, Mr. Yadav, we get a sense that to a certain extent, few customers are also, you know, in a wait and watch position, to an extent where they have kept the orders on furlough, you know, where they are just waiting and watching because of this raw material thing, and then second, the geopolitical issues also. Are we also facing any of this challenge in our business, Mr. Yadav?
No, because our customer is not project company. No. Like I said, of course, if data center, like main company like Google, they not release the order to our customers. So, of course, they will not come to us. But once they have order, so they of course, send order to us, because delivery they need sometime 2 or 3 months. So maybe the main customer can wait the metal, maybe settle down the things, but our customer is not on the same page.
Understood. So it might trickle down, but as of now, it's not happening. If Google stops the PO or let's say puts anything on furlough, it might trickle down to us, but as of now, you're saying it's not happening.
Yes, for us, it's not happening. And of course, this price is slightly, of course, up, but because we work on an average, so directly not to our customer as of now.
Understood. Very helpful. Just last question from my side, Mr. Yadav. Any new significant hire at the top management level we have done? I know we are working on it, so just wanted to get an update. Nothing more than that.
No, if you see, of course, on the last part, I think before last part it happened. So we have export sales president, and we have one president for food and non-food business, for like this dry cooler and ammonia business, and then 3 director we added. As the operation director, like in bus air conditioning, and the earlier team was quite old, but now still some middle management or some maybe 1 or 2 top management is still we are searching. So hopefully within this quarter also we will fill whatever is required.
Got it. I just missed the second part. After the chief of sales exports, the second position you discussed about?
There is one sales president for food and non-food business for particular for complete product like dry air cooler and ammonia.
Okay. Okay, you mean the chillers or the freezers which are inside the shops, etc.?
No. If you see our websites, we give now,
okay.
We updated our website and there is the detail
okay.
About our all products. So, we added refrigeration and complete HVAC system. So, there is the, you can detail with photographs. So, maybe you can study.
No, I'll definitely go through it. Very helpful, Mr. Yadav. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Thanks a lot and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead. Mr. Iyer, please proceed with your question.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes, yeah. Sorry. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Yadav. So my first question is on so the current order book that we have. Just wanted to understand with so much volatility when it comes to raw material, are these orders cost plus orders where we pass on any rise in the raw material cost, or how is the agreement in general with our customer?
So our order, of course, not linked to material volatility because we work on average. So now we are applying like January, February and No, it's October, November and December and we are able to supply January, February and March. So now our price will change from 1st of April based on this running quarter average. So same contract we have almost with all customers and they agreed on that and they are continuing with orders because they, main customer is not project based. They are running whatever output they have to achieve. So they have to order it extra. Of course, we have to supply on the same bit. And it's not linked to ki they are waiting for material to settle down the things and then they will release order to us and then we will execute because we work on average only.
So how do we book our raw material? I mean, when we get the order, do we book the raw material immediate basis when we get the order to hedge ourselves?
No. So actually, so roughly like if I need like 300 ton copper tube in a month, so we like plan our full container load. So one container like 20 ton and then based on that size and based on that we make the container full or one size or sometimes two size in one container and then weekly basis we settle down the LME and then we like before we raise the order to our vendor and then once shipment is ready or before the shipment is start we can book the LME. Based on that they apply the LME and then they supply to us. So it's you can say like, similar average way.
Okay. So, sir, it would be fair to assume, right, sir, that there is some risk of raw material in our books when it comes to such contracts, right? Because the order that we have booked and the average price would have some difference in terms of value.
So sometime if ordered, like we not linked to our booking with order. So we like linked to whatever we has to use in 3 months and then we apply to our customer this 3 month average. So in term of total, if you see it's linked, maybe some order if you link to we are doing on 11,000, but we booked on 13,000. But next month we will bill maybe 13,000 and of course we buy maybe 12,000 or it can be 14,000. But quarter to quarter base is settled, but it's not hit too because we always keep 2.5 month inventory and of course 20 days or maybe sometime 2 week or 3 week in under transit. So it's direct not hit to us and of course not to our customer.
Okay. So just one more question. I might have missed your commentary earlier regarding Spear refrigeration system. So can you tell me what is the total revenue of Spear refrigeration system and what kind of growth can we see, you know, from next year?
So the Spear refrigeration and there was the two company they have. One is the Spear thermal and one is the Spear refrigeration. So main business they do in the Spear thermal, but they
already had some agreement with some other guy, and they already sold that company before 6 months with aligned with us. But we bought spare refrigeration, so they have not good numbers in spare refrigeration. Very less, I think top line maybe 2 or 3 crore only. But spare thermal, they did I think 40 or 50 crore, and they did this business around the 12 year plus. But market scenario is like that. Ki market is total almost 1,000 crore plus. In India as of now, and it's growing 20 to 25% year-on-year basis, and both for electric bus air conditioning and conventional bus air conditioning. So we are making both electric bus air conditioning and conventional. And of course, this business main things is you have to open service center pan-India base, because customer needs service on immediate basis. So we already opened four service center in India. Like one is in Indore, one is in Noida, Delhi, and Ahmedabad we are going to open. So our target is in next 6 to 7 months, we will able to open at least 20 to 25 numbers. Service center is pan-India based. And sorry, we already hired almost 10 to 15 sales team. And already hired some numbers, I think 50 plus service technician, but still we are going to hire. So if you can say in next 6 months, we will have complete pan-India-based service center with technical team, service team, and the sales team. So that is the main criteria of this bus air conditioning business, which we are going to achieve 15% sales of top line from next year.
15%, sorry? I missed the
point. For top line of the bus air conditioning complete business, so we are going to achieve around 15% in next year.
Of our total sales is what you mean?
For total sales of bus air conditioning in India.
Okay, and this product primarily would be manufactured in our new facility, right?
Yes, it's already started. So last quarter also we did some billing, and this quarter is also we are going to billing, including one OEM.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, considering the recent investment in the bus AC segment, could you provide some guidance on its expected revenue contribution over 2 to 3 years?
So this earlier question is the same, because this coming year we are to see revenue on 15% of the bus air conditioning industry total market size, and then of course there will be 30 to 40% of the growth, because industry also growing on same way, and we are the new. So based on our backward integration and our quality of the products, so we will be the one of the key vendor for bus air conditioning industry.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tej Patel from Nivisha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I just wanted to get an idea on the data center side of the business. So today, if you look at the major heavy suppliers, are they customer to us? Maybe, let's say, just wanted to understand today, all of the data center heavy suppliers, are they customer to us? And then when you say 15% of the revenue in this quarter came from data center, is it India or is it some other country?
So as of now, major from India only. Slightly, we did export also for one of our customer in Europe for data center. And so you can say main revenue in India, and as of now we have almost all except one, and for one also we did NDA, and they asked last week for bidding, and we did the bidding, and we have L1 position on bidding. So we are expecting, hope we will start from this one customer also, who is in majorly in data center. But other than one, already we are supplying to all for data center. And that's why I'm saying ki whatever revenue will come in coming year from data center, so our percentage will increase, and we're expecting 50% of total revenue to us based on our quality and of course infra and new facility and our cost.
Got it. And sir, So, sir, when you say L1, is it project to project basis, or then when you say you are L1, so you have entered the supplier list, and are you the sole supplier for that heavy system supplier, or it will vary?
They have some process to year-on-year basis. Whatever they are total buying, so they complete bid, I think, with more than, I think, 80 or 90 SKU. So they did the quantity and then price, and then total price comes, and then we did the bidding. And then based on that, we L1. So now consolidation is going on for bidding, and then I think we have to supply to samples, and then supply will start. So L1, we have already existing supplier, and they entered to us to as a new supplier.
Okay, so is it right to assume for any projects that your current HAVEC supplier gets, you would be the sole supplier in India?
No. We are not, based on project to project, but we are not sole supplier for all. Of course, you can say ki some of customers, we are the major supplier, so maybe 80% we and maybe 20% they are buying from our competitors, some small quantity. So it's based on project or their regular requirement, they decided and then they offered our order.
Got it. And so for the 20-30% of the suppliers who are competing with us, is it all imported or is it manufactured in India by some MNC?
In India, manufacturing in India, but one MNC you can say, but other is Indian supplier only.
So is it possible to name the peers?
I think as of now, unable to share. However,
Okay.
we will share.
And sir, when you say you are receiving inquiries, incremental inquiries for the data center, is it the India market or the European or the UAE markets? Because what we understand, UAE also pushing hard for the data center CapEx. I just wanted to get your view on the inquiries part of the side. Is it India or exports as well?
So majorly we're receiving from India only. However, we have inquiry from USA, one of customer for data center, and Europe as well. For UAE, I think there is no local manufacturer there to make the data center. However, whatever is top 10, so almost 6 to 7, we're only supplying to them. So I think if they have new facility in UAE, of course, we can able to supply to UAE. But as of now, we didn't have inquiry from UAE for data center, but we have from Europe, USA, and of course, majorly from domestic.
Okay, got it. And sir, for liquid cooling, do we have solutions? Because I think there is different kind of heat exchangers are used, right? I just wanted to understand that part of the business as well, because.
So liquid cooling have two options. One is the we call CDU, and CDU have, I think, plate heat exchanger, which we are not manufacturing, but outside is the same heat exchanger, maybe chiller or dryer cooler. So for chiller we are making, and of course for dryer cooler we are making heat exchanger as well. We are making complete dryer cooler as well.
Okay, but for D2C, we are not making the heat exchangers like the air one. Okay, got it.
CDU we are not making, yes.
Got it. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much. That helps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Santosh Yadav for closing remarks.
So thank you all for joining, and I request to come to all investor on our this opening ceremony of our new facility on 11th of March. So if possible, please book your calendar and send the information by mail to our CS or maybe to me. So we will maybe the logistic part we will take care, and of course, if need some timing, we will share. And expecting same good numbers in coming quarter, including data center, and of course, from export side. So thank you to all.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.